This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 1st. Welcome to This Day in History.
I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue.
That's the original. Marie Roach Knight, Cry Me a River. She's the one who made that song, and we celebrate today. She was born this day in Sanford, Florida in 1924. The wonderful Marie Roach Knight. The 758th was commissioned on this day in 1941 when the tanks of the Tusker Regiment went rumbling into battle in Italy during World War II with the insignia of the elephant flying proudly. Among its members of this first all-black tank battalion was the great Jackie Robinson, who was transferred to the unit when he refused to move to the back of the bus in the Deep South. We hear many people refer to the burning of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was once the wealthiest black community in America. Well, this was the second day of what some call the Tulsa Race Riot of 1921, which was not even admitted to or even put in the history books of Oklahoma until 1996. In the years preceding this assault on the black community, Oklahoma passed some of the most restrictive segregation laws in the nation. During the announcement of statehood and the attack on Black Wall Street, 31 people were lynched. Across America, black communities were being attacked in what began as the Red Summer of 1919 as a response to returning World War I veterans demanding full citizenship rights. The same thing happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The black community found itself isolated and created in their community of Greenwood collective wealth in the form of two banks, insurance companies, theaters, two independent newspapers, nightclubs, and restaurants. There was a huge professional class, and classes mixed and lived together in mixed-income neighborhoods. It was literally the wealthiest black community in America. Black World War I veterans prepared for the assault that was coming, and thousands of armed men attacked, some by air, dropping incendiaries. The two black hospitals were burned to the ground, 800 people admitted to hospitals, 350 black folks killed, 6,000 arrested, 10,000 left homeless. A score of whites were killed, too, because the black community resisted defending their homes and their lives. So today we remember the burning of Greenwood, known by many as the burning of Black Wall Street. And W.E.B. Du Bois was given the 6th NAACP Spingarn Medal today in 1920 for founding the Pan-African Congress. Du Bois gathered African, Caribbean, and American activists and intellectuals to Paris to begin to build a movement of international solidarity. And happy birthday to Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman. Happy 84th birthday. And here's a song for your June the 21st soundtrack, though it's not today. We felt compelled to remember James Chaney, who was born on May 30th, 1941. Chaney, whose name was burned into our history when, along with Mickey Schwerner and Andrew Goodman, were murdered in Mississippi in June of 1964. Though he was just 21 years old when he was beaten and tortured to death by white racists, he had already led a lifetime of challenges to racism and segregation. In his segregated high school, he was suspended for wearing an NAACP badge because school leaders were scared of the wrath of white leaders. This young worker went on the freedom rides from Tennessee to Greenville, Mississippi in 1962 and joined the Congress of Racial Equality in 1963. Unlike most activists, he was not a college student, but a homegrown Mississippi working-class intellectual. The night he was arrested with Schwerner and Goodman, he was investigating the fire of the Mount Zion Methodist Church that was the site of the Core Freedom School. James Chaney, practical joker, loving brother, and son, who sang Motown songs with his friends, overcame his asthma to become captain of his high school football and track teams, who believed deeply in the struggle for freedom. We remember you today. And here's Richie Havens' rendition of the song Bob Dylan wrote about that moment in history, Oxford Town.
Oxford Town around the bend, come in the door and you can't get in, all because of the color of your skin. What do you think about that, my friend?
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Oxford Town in the afternoon.